We continue on here on the Biloxi Checkers pregame show, getting set for Saturday night baseball between the Biloxi Checkers and the Racket City Trash Pandas. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by a special guest, the Brewers' lead strategist of pitching development, Brian Leslie. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Javik. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? You picked a good time to come down here to see the Checkers. It's a staff that's really loaded with pitching talent.
Absolutely. Everybody is pitching really well right now, and like you said, they're loaded with talent, so it's an exciting rotation to watch pitch.
How fun is it to be able to see that rotation firsthand, to be able to spend some time in the dugout, spend some time with these guys during stretch, as opposed to just watching these guys throw on TV?
Yeah, it's definitely different. You know, it was something I was thinking about at the beginning of the year, being able to see like all these guys together, and lo and behold, it happened, and they're all great guys, and they get after it, and they all want to keep getting better, so that's what you love to see.
Well, how much easier does that make your job and pitching coordinator Nick Childs and everyone else around the organization when you have a collection of guys like you do here in Biloxi that not only are good pitchers, but they're continuing to want to get better and continually wanting to learn?
I think you got to put a lot of the credit to the coaching staff here, being able to make good relationships with these players and show them that they really care and want the best out of them. So when me and Nick come to town, it's just like a continued conversation. They come up and ask questions, and it's really, really easy when they want to get better and they trust in us.
Well, it's not just the Checkers who have a lot of good pitching this year. It's throughout the organization, including the big league level. A lot of former Biloxi Checkers are having success at the big league level. Carlos Rodriguez starting tonight on national television, who was here just 6-7 months ago. Tobias Myers has turned into a dominant big league starter as well. How much fun is it to see those guys, especially a guy like Tobias Myers, who came into the organization after a tough 2022 season, good in 2023, and now is in the big leagues and is continuing to be dominant here in 2023.
It's quite a feeling. I mean, it's one of those feelings that you kind of do this for it, right? Like being able to see those three just a couple years ago in Biloxi working at it, Tobias coming into the organization, trying to get back to being himself and finding success with what he used to be. And then Carlos Rodriguez, always been able to deal out there. So just being able to see them kind of develop into what they're doing now in the big leagues. I mean, that's why we do this, to be able to get everything that we can out of them and all like pull on the same rope and get them to where they want to go.
Carlos Rodriguez's path to the big leagues is very similar to that of Jacob Mizorowski. Both of them spent time in junior college before coming to the system. What's it like when you guys get a guy from junior college and you can really see that growth throughout the system from year one and for Carlos up at the big league level now?
Yeah, the whole being a part of the development, you're able to create these relationships with players and see them not only develop as athletes with their routines and what they need to improve on, but also as people. And so you grow these close relationships with them, and you're able to see them succeed and get to where they want to go. And that's what we do this for. It's a lot of fun.
Is it almost like a proud parent? Because there are some guys, Abner Uribe is one who signs in the Dominican Republic, starts off playing when he's 16, 17 years old. Some of these guys come into the organization out of high school at 18. Some of them are 20, 21, 22, 23 years old.
Proud parent feels pretty strong, but I kind of like it. I mean, we always tell these guys, like, we're here for support. We're here to get them to where they want to go. We all kind of want the same things. So to be able to support them and be a part of their journey and then to see them succeed, I take a lot of pride in that, and I think we all do, and that's what we're trying to do here.
That's something I talked to Nick Childs a couple weeks ago. That's something he also echoed as well, of how proud it is to see these guys succeed in a big time way. Your two roles intersect in a lot of different ways at the top of this organization. In what ways do they really come together throughout the year?
It's just kind of game planning the overall development. There's a lot of balance on like what a guy should be focusing on and how they're going about it. There's only so much economy that we could put towards one thing while in season. So it's a balance of, you know, me and Nick working together are like, what's priority now? What's step one for them to get their journey on the next level? So it's just like come together and making sure that we're attacking the right things and attacking them in the right way, and then communicating with the pitching coaches from there.
This sounds like a big time puzzle. Is this a whole offseason project to figure out the puzzle, and then during the season you're moving pieces around?
Yeah, we're trying to take a holistic view of just the whole year and trying to get as much development as we can out of the in-season. There's absolutely a lot more that we could probably, like, bigger puzzle pieces to place during the off-season, but, like, the in-season work is also really important for these guys to develop, so finding what we could chip away at and really make big impacts with during the in-season has been a big focus for us.
You joined the Brewers during the off-season of 2019-2020, which makes this what would be your fourth season with the Brewers of actually playing baseball in the minor league level, fifth season, including that COVID year. And pitching has changed a lot just in your short time here with the Brewers organization. What do the Brewers do? Obviously, you can't get in-depth on this, but what is it that makes it so good for the Brewers to get out in front of that development and continue to find those guys and develop those guys who are dominant at the big league level?
It starts with acquisition, really. Like, our scouting team, like, they do a fantastic job. Like, the group of guys that we've been getting the past couple of years has been really exciting. Last year especially, like, we got a lot of great arms that were so exciting. So it starts there, and I think the relationship between scouting and player development has continued to grow on, like, what we can develop really well, what can scouting acquire, and then just coming together and making sure that we're getting the right players for the development system and really being able to take off from there.
Well, and hey, it makes it a lot of fun to watch. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Trash Pandas coming up next.